This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Europe launches a cross-border vaccination program of unprecedented scale Sunday as part of efforts to end a COVID-19 pandemic that has crippled economies and claimed more than 1.7 million lives around the world. The region of 450 million people has secured contracts with a range of suppliers for over 2 billion vaccine doses and has set a goal for all adults to be inoculated during 2021. Tough new coronavirus restrictions have begun in the UK, with Scotland and Northern Ireland under tighter measures to try to slow a new variant of the virus that is believed to spread more quickly. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Measures that were relaxed for Christmas Day in Wales have also been reimposed. The number of people under the country's top level of restrictions, Tier 4, has increased by 6 million to 24 million people, around 43% of Britain's population. No indoor mixing of households is allowed and only essential travel permitted. Gyms, pools, hairdressers and stores selling non-essential goods have been ordered to close. Zaria Shackley, London.
The first two cases of that particularly infectious coronavirus variant have been confirmed in Canada, health authorities said Saturday. The couple has been placed in isolation. The same day, Ontario reimposed a lockdown for several weeks due to a spike in COVID-19 cases. Swedish health authorities announced a first isolated case of the new virus, saying the sufferer had traveled from the United Kingdom but insisted the risk of spreading was low. Argentina will begin vaccinating its citizens against coronavirus Tuesday using the recently delivered Russian Sputnik V vaccine, the government said Saturday, following its approval by health authorities for emergency use. Argentine President Alberto Fernandez and provincial governors said health personnel would receive their vaccines in less than 72 hours.